This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news about radio waves for Saturday, September 5th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman admits it made a mistake with its initial reporting of the traffic deaths of Dante Crump, 22, of Kingston, Adam Jeff McQueen, 22, of Ulster Park, Kareem Meeks, Jr., 24, of Kingston, and Jonte Clark, 26, of Kingston, which included some of their criminal records. Quote, an early web version of an August 27th follow-up story on the deaths included the criminal records of some of the victims. The information was deleted from the story a little less than 2 hours later and did not appear in print. The Freeman posted an apology on its Facebook page, unquote, the paper reported. Freeman managing editor Tony Adamus plans to apologize to protesters who plan to gather at 3 p.m. September 8th outside the newspaper's office on Hurley Avenue in Kingston. The Minister's Alliance of Ulster County and Jim Crow Action Network, Kingston Council of Churches, the Citizens Action of New York, and Midtown Rising are organizing the protest. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
A Vermont-based company has proposed building one of the largest solar farms in upstate New York's Madison County, which it says could save residents millions in energy costs. But the developer, Grow Solar, is getting pushback from Oneida residents near the proposed site who fear it could lower their property values and have filed a lawsuit against the city. Catherine Nadau of Renewable New York says both sides must find common ground for the solar farm to be built.
In order for these things to really work, it's got to be something that the community can get behind. So we're really hopeful that the community can come to some resolution on this, because from Renewable New York and Catskill Mountain Keeper's perspective, more clean energy is more jobs, is less fossil fuels, and is better for our communities.
Grow Solar spokesman Gary Skolnick believes the local concerns about the project affecting property values aren't based on fact.
There's absolutely zero evidence anywhere that solar decreases property values. The state of Massachusetts did a nationwide survey of internet sources and could not find a single source that showed any decrease in home value.
To address neighbors' concerns, Skolnick says Grow Solar has agreed to evaluate other sites in the city of Oneida, even though officials there have said they prefer the proposed site. For New York News Service, I'm Nia Hamm.
In Radio Roundup, WGXC has several programming changes, including a revamped Tuesday broadcast schedule almost entirely from Catskill. The Carnegie Room in the Catskill Library is home to the WGXC mobile studio, and now where the WGXC morning show and WGXC afternoon show originate every Tuesday. WGXC is looking for Catskill youth to host a new youth-oriented show in the 3:30 to 4 p.m. Tuesday time slot. Super Radio Maniac Fun is moving from that time to the same time on Wednesday. Vinyl Rundown from Chris Bishop is also moving to the second Tuesday of the month, as Low Tide host Liv Caro is moving to the Midwest. There are several other time slots open for music programs, and anyone in the community can fill out an application to host a show on WGXC, listener-supported community radio. WRIP 97.9 FM, the commercial station, hosts two live remote broadcasts this month. Friday, September 11th, the station will be at the Wyndham Country Club at 10 a.m. with a 9/11 tribute from St. Teresa's Church and the Wyndham Police and Fire Departments and VFW 1545 Honor Guard. Also from noon to 4 p.m. September 19th, WRIP broadcasts from the open house and dedication of the new municipal building in Ashland. Today is Saturday, September 5th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 77 and a low around 59. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 80 and a low around 59, and Monday should be sunny with a high near 85. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported community radio.